Hi, this is Tiffany the Last. I'm at the Casbah with Justin Small of Do, Make, Say, Think. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Great, thank you. How did you guys come up with the name?
I wish we had a more interesting story in terms of, because that question is asked quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's sort of a peculiar name or a not as easily recognized name. Essentially, Charles and I worked at a children's school, writing this play and in one of the classrooms in kindergarten class, it had the words do, make, say, think on all four walls. I guess they're essential verbs. So Charlie sort of really latched onto that idea. And I guess we just didn't have a name for ourselves at that point. And at first kind of hated it because it was just so awkward, and then tried to change it, but just whatever. We couldn't be bothered to come up with something catchier, so we thought we'd give ourselves the most difficult band name for people to remember.
That's pretty cool, I think. When you're creating and writing, do you guys do it together, or do you come in with different pieces?
How do you mean?
Well, we only have one album with lyrics, right? Most recent.
Right.
All the instrumental pieces, do you write for each instrument?
No, mostly it's just a kind of a there's sort of the core five, and we just sort of gather up ideas as best we can before recording and isolate ourselves. We always sort of tend to take off to a barn or a farmhouse or something, just to get away from the city, and generally just put those ideas together and try to get a really great drum performance out of the drummers, the two of them. And at the end of the day, we kind of have an idea recorded, and then we'll just take it home and chop it up and put a million things on top of it and wrestle it to the ground, and then finally it's a song, and then we have to learn it.
Yeah. And who are some of your guys' influences? I mean, when you guys are learning the songs and jamming out, is there somebody or some people in the back of your mind that you're thinking you just want to blow away? Or?
Well, you mean blow away, like if our record comes out, they're going to like want to shoot themselves?
No, they're going to be like, wow, this is so great.
Okay.
or that, if you want to kill some people off.
We don't want to do that. I think everybody has their influences, of course. But man, that video game is probably going to get annoying after a while. Just hear it in the background. It's really fun. It's off-road, if you're wondering. It's a really fun game. But we're just kind of, I think our influences are, you can't be afraid of your influences. And you can't think about them when writing a song. Of course, I'd love for, Mark Hollis to hear our records and really think they're amazing. I think that guy is, genius, or, any number of bands that really play a role in us enjoying music. It's I'm constantly humbled by even my friends back in Toronto and the music that they create just out of their basement, and never really gets released. And that's inspiring as well. I want them to, I just want them to be proud, I want to be able to share the same sort of respect that I have for them, and hopefully that they have for what we do. And it's kind of an unspoken thing. You never really, I, as much as I should tell these people how much I love their music, I generally don't. I just enjoy it on my own level. And it's an unspoken thing, I think, a lot of the time. So I don't think that influences are play a huge role in terms of, we know what we don't want to do more than we do know what we want to do.
What are some of those things you don't want to do?
We don't certainly want to fall into the trappings of, post-rock formula. We certainly don't want to fall into the, or we certainly don't want to gloss over any experimentation that we may have, mm-hmm. you know, in mind to do stuff and end up, you know, being afraid of that. You know, we don't want to answer to anybody.
Yeah, you guys are real indie.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mentioned that this latest album, I think it's your fifth, History and Rest, is the first one to have lyrics, and I was just wondering why.
It's just, like I said, we'd never done it before, and it was something that, you know, like I said, we just couldn't be afraid of the experimentation of it. And it wasn't a question of us actually writing a song in order to do that. It was a question of the wisdom with a song like Oh With Living or the other song In Mind. They just sort of revealed itself as something that we could put, you know, words on top of. Mm-hmm. Like, they were as much an instrumental song as any other song on the record without vocals until we had the one moment where we thought, okay, let's do this, you know?
Maybe
not. Who knows?
Yeah.
Depends, I guess, on how we're feeling.
Yeah. I was just wondering, was that your tour bus out there?
Well, we sharing it with Apostle of Hustle.
Uh-huh.
There's like 14 of us on the thing.
Whoa.
And it only really fits 12.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, but not big enough. We live on a submarine. It's, mm-hmm. you know, I think maybe people might think, you know, we're pulled up in front of the Casbah. It's a really sort of small little indie club. It's really charming and, like I said, has some pretty good video games in it. And I guess, I wonder if people think fucking Bon Jovi's showing up. But if you went inside of it, really, really smells. And everybody's shit is everywhere. Uh-huh. And we're about a week away from home, and I can't wait to get off the thing, to tell you the truth.
Uh-huh. So what?
It's that submarine. I swear to God, you can't move anywhere on it. You can't shit on it. You can't barf on it. You can just only piss on it. And it's not
glamorous.
It's not. It's like the opposite of glamorous. It's more glamorous showing up in a van, which is sort of my. I like that a little better, just because you get to, you know. After every show, you drive for a while and end up at a hotel, so you actually get a bed and a shower and stuff. I showered for the first time in 4 days today. Like, it's 4 days ago when without a shower. It's awful. Like, you feel pretty bad about yourself.
Yeah.
And the shower that I did get was in some hostel in a back alley. It was really screwed up. It was a dark place to have a shower in. But I got the job done.
Uh-huh.
I got clean, so.
You mentioned you're on your last leg of the tour.
Mm-hmm.
Where have you guys been?
All over. It's been about 47 shows or something like that. So we took some time off in the middle. We ended up swinging back up to Toronto, so we got about 10 days off when we were at home, which really just isn't enough time to do anything, because you just have to prepare so much for this part of the tour.
Mm-hmm.
So, we ended up going home, and it's in about 7 days. And then I'm back on the road with another band 4 days after that, so...
What band's that?
It's called Lullaby Orchestra.
Oh.
Yeah, it's on Constellation as well. I do it with my lady, and we're a bass and drums band, and we're just doing like a 5-week tour of Europe.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been to Europe a bunch with D-Mix, so she's never been on tour, so she's super excited. I myself could use about a week and a half of just sleeping,
mm-hmm.
but... rock and roll calls, I guess.
Yeah. Well, my original question was going to be about the tour bus. What were you guys listening to? But if there's that many people on it, you guys probably all have your own iPods and stuff.
Yeah, we found a way to plug it in through the system in there. So everybody gets their turn, throw their iPod on, and take it through. I've been not banned, but nobody wants to listen to the stuff I listen to, because most of it's like, you know, Napalm Death and, you know, Slayer and stuff like that.
Really?
And I just really get a, you know, I don't really get my turn often. Although I do have a lot of like old gospel and blues and stuff, so sometimes, you know, they'll say I can put on my iPod, but only that stuff.
Uh-huh. I've got a couple fan questions.
Sure.
One's from Andy, and he says he always has a hard time telling people what type of music Do Make Say Think plays. He starts off by saying mostly instrumental indie rock with rhythmic jazzy drumming with and a little bit of spacey. How do you categorize the music?
You know, I'm fine. You know, that gets asked a lot. I think of every band that, you know, if I wanted to just be, like, cheeky, I could just say, oh, we're the southern rock band, you know. But, you know, whatever, call us post-rock, I don't care. Like, I'm not about to be as pretentious or precious as, you know, oh, we cannot be categorized.
Yeah.
Well, fuck it, call us post-rock, I don't care, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That might introduce a lot of people to a lot of other things that could be categorized under that. If you type in post-rock into any sort of search engine, a lot of stuff that isn't post-rock will come up. That's really interesting, you know. I'd sort of categorize us as being like fun.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Hey, that's the best one. Okay, and then Juan has two.
Okay.
Who do you consider the most powerful human in the history of the world, and why?
There's a lot. I mean, do you want to?
We could say a few.
Do you want to be political? Like, you can be religious. You can be emotional. I'll pick Neil Young. Why not? If sometimes you just listen to Neil Young and his words are just so right and so on point, and they mean just so much to you, and they can just be so, like, you know, good food for the soul.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Which is important.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you could always go, you know, Jesus was really important, and but then again, so was Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they were very powerful people to, you know, other people, you know, lots of humans currently living on this planet who see them either as a god or a devil and base their lives around their philosophies and have, you know, a real hard or easy time doing it. And there's a lot of war, and there's a lot of, like, peace, and there's a lot of, you know, but that's just too obvious. I think if you kind of have your, if you have your own personal demons, you should have your own personal saviors, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I like to consider Neil Young one of those.
How do American crowds differ from Canadian?
They don't.
No?
And they don't from European either. You know, people like a type of music, and they have, you know, different bands have different fan bases, and for Do Makes, I think we're lucky in terms of our audiences are really, you know, from city to city it can be different. You know, sometimes you show up to a city and it's the town that Fun forgot, and, you know, nobody's having a good time, but they love your band, they want you there. And then other cities you think this is going to be lame, and they just explode with energy and they're great. So you can never really tell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sort of an experience from city to city. It's not really a global thing outside of people's interest in music can differ. And if you have, I think certain parts of the globe have those people collected together, but which makes for a very interesting experience if you can remember to write it down later.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
We'll see you in a year and a bit after we finish writing album number 6.
Cool. Thanks, Justin.
Yeah.
We're Pirate Pods, and we like to end our podcast with a pirate impression or an R or a joke.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
oh,
you got
one? I did know a pirate joke. Hold on. Well, I'll tell another joke. What do gay horses eat?
What?
Hey! Okay, now I can just do it. Arr, pirates, arr.
Thank you.
I can't remember a pirate joke. I can't believe this. It's really funny, too.